The reward of a thing well done is to have done it. The reward of a thing well done is to have done it. We all like to chase after goals. We like to chase after things and chase after success. And yet, success is all around us. Success is what we have experienced every moment of our life. Success is what we have known every moment of our existence. And that's all that matters. Success is what we are. Success is what we know. Can you enjoy success now? The reward of a thing well done is to have done it. When you've done things, and you have made things happen in your life, and you've been quite content with making things happen in your life, what have you been doing? What you are doing, you're doing things that make you happy, things that make you turned on, things that give you the feeling that all is in divine order, that all is glorious, that all is good, that all is fantastic. And this is what makes the difference in our life. The reward that we have for a thing well done is to have done it. We could think we're going after money, we're going after success, we're going after prominence, we're going after all things that are important to us. But when you've finished a job, when you've finished anything, you feel good about it. You feel that you have done something very exceptional and very fine, and that you're fulfilled in having done it. And there's nothing more for you to do, nothing more for you to go forth and accomplish than to have done what you have done. And that's all that it takes. That's all that it needs to be in your life, is to have done it. And when you've done it, then all things work out in perfect divine order. All things work out in magnificent fashion for you, because that's all that matters. When you sweep the sidewalk, do you do it in such a way that it makes you proud of it? Do you make sure that you get all the dirt and all the dust off the sidewalk as you go along? Do you sweep with gusto and enthusiasm, not with violence so that the dust flies everywhere, but so that it gets off of the walk that you're sweeping? Can you plant a plant and take the plant, little seedling for the plant, and put it in the plant, and as you put it in there, can you put it in there in such a beautiful way that the roots have nice loose soil in which to spread their wings and do their wonderful thing? And do you put the pot that you planted the plant in a proper sunlight, not too much, not too little, but in enough light so that it can gain the photosynthesis that it needs to grow properly? Do you do all things in the divine, perfect, planned way, in a way that is going to fulfill whatever you want done? When you do that, then you feel very good about having done anything. You've got your success, you've got your reward already. You've got your fulfillment already. The reward of a thing well done is in having done it. Now, many of us would like to achieve spiritual illumination. We'd like to achieve spiritual awareness. We'd like to achieve spiritual success, as we might call it. And how do we achieve it? We achieve it by every single day recognizing who and what we are. We are divine. And as we recognize this every single day, we are achieving success in being divine. And when for a moment we say we are not divine, then we are losing our way. Our path has become divergent from where we say we want to go. When we say, I am sick, I am ill, I am unhappy, when we say, I'm not fulfilling my dream for myself, when we say any of those things, what are we doing? What we are doing is we are cutting ourselves off from the fulfillment, from the reward of the thing well done. What is the thing well done in your spiritual path? The thing well done on your spiritual path is when you recognize that everything is God, everything is divine, everything is perfect, everything is, and that includes you. That includes every whit about you. And as you know that includes you, then you apply it to yourself, and you live it, and you enjoy it, and you know it, because there's nothing else for you to do but to express the divinity that you are. Now, you can be that divinity you are right now, if you wish. You can be the fulfillment of that divinity right now, if you wish. But you will also not be the fulfillment of that divinity if you are putting the opposite cause in motion for that which you say you want to be. If you are not recognizing that you are divine, if you are not recognizing that you are that which you seek to be, because we are indeed that which we seek to be. We are the fulfillment of that which we seek to be. And the fulfillment of that which we seek to be is glorious and good and fantastic. The fulfillment is right now. Right now, the reward is in having anything well done, is to have done it. When Emerson gave us this little idiom, he said to us, that's the way to have it. That's the way to have success and to have achievement in life, is to have done it. Now, we cannot do anything that is not already done. We only do things that are already done. There's nothing new under the sun. And as we apply ourselves to this realization that we are that divine being right now, we are that divine wholeness right now, we are the fulfillment, we are it being well done right now, because every thought we have, every statement we make about ourselves, every dream we have is a dream that says, I am good, I am whole and perfect, I am divine, I am divine. If we could say every second of our life and know, which would come right along with saying it, that I am divine, then every activity of our life, every incident of our life, every expression of our life is God being revealed fully and completely in us and in our affairs, is God being realized in us, around us, about us, and that's all that matters. Nothing else matters whatsoever, because that is who we are. That is the divine that we are. That is the divinity that we are. And we are that divine. We are that divinity right now, and that's the wonderful thing about who we are. So, as you proclaim and do well any task you set before yourself, the task is already fulfilled. And as you have the task already fulfilled, there's only one other thing for you to do. And that is to delight in the reward of having it done. And when you delight in the reward of having done every single thing in your life, you will find that every single thing in your life will reveal itself to you in its fulfillment, in its completion, in its allness, and nothing more need be added. Nothing more need be expressed. Nothing more need be known, because then you are doing it. The reward of a thing well done is to have done it. When you say, I am God, God I am, that's having done it. When you say, I am whole and perfect, that's having done it. When you say, all is in divine order, that's having done it. When you say, everything that you think, say, or be in your world is revealed now, then that's having done it. And when you live in this world of having done it, nothing more needs to be revealed to you. Nothing more needs to be revealed in any area of your life. Every moment of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Reveal these things by saying these things and knowing these things about yourself, and then whatever humanness about you that you appeared to have at any time flows away into its ancient nothingness, and all that remains is your maximum vital, dynamic, alive beauty and goodness and wholeness that you are. Claim it today, enjoy it today, and know that this is all that matters in your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.